Seven.
Accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $136,399 from the State of Oregon, Oregon Military Department, Office of Emergency Management, Fiscal Year 2014, State Homeland Security Grant Program to fund joint state bomb teams, equipment, and training.
Sergeant Unsworth, welcome.
Good morning, sir, commissioners. I'm here on behalf of the Portland Police Bureau, specifically the Explosives Disposal Unit, the Metro Explosive Team, which you would commonly refer to as the Bomb Squad. For the last 4 years, we have been a subgrantee of a regional grant out of Lane County. About 4 or 5 years ago, all of the bomb squads in the state, of which there are four, got together to standardize our equipment, standardize our training, and the result of that is we have applied for, in the last four years, this grant, and we have now are on the fourth cycle of that. Specifically here, we're asking that you accept this. It takes training and specific equipment that we've identified in our as a gap in our capabilities.
Thank you.
Very short and sweet, sir.
Yeah, thank you. No, this last month, I guess, was one more reminder this isn't academic training because we had a bomb go off in the city, and fortunately no one was injured. But it's nice if we can get to them before they go off. Questions, Sergeant Unsworth? Thanks very much. Anyone signed up to speak?
Yes, we have four people. Okay. Lightning, Mary Eng, and it's Ben. Okay. We'll go with Charles Johnson.
Okay, come on up. Lightning, I think you should get to go first. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I'm the founder of Lightning Humanitarian Lab. Now, on this subject, I definitely agree with the grant. I have no issues on that at all. On some of the training aspects, is that what I'd like to see a little more training on is that I've spoke on a subject numerous times pertaining to the levy and pertaining also to Homeland Security. And what I want to have is an understanding that when we're giving these type of grants, that studies are being done on understanding how to prevent any of these type of bombings that possibly could occur. And why I say that is that as a private individual, do I have a right to buy land near a bridge or under a bridge, plain and simple? I do not. Why would somebody have the ability to buy land on the levee as a private owner? And I want Homeland Security to look at this very close because I think that this needs to be studied. I think that what has happened in the past on having private ownership of a levee by private individuals is a national security threat near the airport. And these are the type of programs and grants that I think really need to take a close look at this on why that has ever happened. And the port should have never given up control on these properties, again, from the levee to the river itself. And I would like to see, again, a study done on this that basically these private individuals that own this property and have access to the levee at any time they want, anything to do with their property, which, by the way, is the levee. They own part of the levee. That should have never happened in the past. That's a national security to take a look at. Homeland Security needs to take a look at that. FEMA needs to take a look at that. Airport security needs to take a look at that. Port of Portland needs to take a look at that. They need to make the change now and correct that situation because this is a very serious concern to me. There should be no private property owners that control the levy. And I want to see this taken care of and possibly looked at. And again, I do agree with the grant. I think that's good. In fact, I think they ought to increase the amount that's being given to them for future studies in those areas. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Who's next? Great. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mary, go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to point out two major things, and there, don't let me miss them. There are Oslo and Angela. Okay, the Oslo bomber, you may be aware of him. I'm Norwegian, part Norwegian. Eng is a Norwegian name meaning meadow. But basically, U.S. intelligence assessment had warned Norway, you must be aware of your neo-Nazi extremism. It is a terrorist element embedded within your society that poses an extreme danger to your community. Norway, meanwhile, basically, is kind of, oh, we're tolerant and la, 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 let's just ignore it and accept this diversity of opinion. But when the extremism of whether or not you think he's a madman or not, when Breivik bombed Oslo, the police were dreadfully unprepared. And one of the, I watched a great documentary about it, but I suggest you look at that as a potential learning experience for us in what we need to be aware of in our community, and that extremism is not just like ISIL or something. And then on with Angela, the problem with Angela is that Angela is amazing. She's the first one who hooked me up with the DOJ guy, Jonas Geisler. And Angela was assaulted by a Homeland Security officer, had her knee shattered, destroyed. She had surgery. She has a huge scar. She has chronic mobility problems arising from this. And I'm not sure how we deal with misconduct in the Homeland Security arena. And all of this is new to us in the post-9/11 marketplace. But I think we need to, as we support a security agenda, we need to be very aware of how to do so in a kind and decent and humane manner. And I think the assault she experienced was, she was pretty much railroaded by the DA, which I've learned is a sort of typical experience for brutality victims. And when the brutality is arising from a federal aspect, I'm not sure why maybe the new DA supervisor will jump in and try to help moderate wrongful convictions of brutality victims, especially women who are assaulted by men. Because if you wipe away the name tag and the badge, a woman was brutally assaulted by a man. And I think with our Homeland Security agenda, we need to find a way to allocate resources towards quality control, but with a firm and comprehensive look at our national security agenda. And I'm presuming there will be no fake bombs administered with the Oregon State Police supervision and the FBI. I hope we're moving beyond that in terms of our potential for understanding and having a respectable DOJ, which I understand your skepticism.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Charles?
Good morning again. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I think the most unfortunate thing about this situation is we're talking about emergency preparedness, but it's not nearly enough money for Commissioner Novick to do what he needs to do to get an emergency center finished on the here over on the west side. It's always illuminating coming to these meetings and find out that there even is an Oregon military department. And then that emergency management, I hope that all state emergency management functions are not under the Oregon military department. And I hope we won't have a Portland military department to mirror the state structure. But I, of course, as I haven't mentioned on these two things, whenever we get money from the federal government, I'm always in favor, regardless of what my remarks is, we must take the money from Washington and stop sending so much money back there, especially now that it's under enemy control. But next time I'll try and get on the agenda to talk about tax resistance. But the bomb squad and others, you know, these are the issues where goes back to what I said before about real policing. None of us, I think, want to deal with even a fake bomb threat on our own. And I mean citizens who get emotionally distressed and may talk about having explosives when they don't. I don't want to talk about situations about the Mohammed case where the FBI thinks it's great to build stories about bombs. But I look forward to our bomb squad working through whichever other, Lane County, I think, with Lane County to help keep citizens safe in these situations. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay, anyone else?
That's all signed up.
Roll call.
We need Commissioner Fish.
Oh, we do. All right, then let's set that over for a few minutes until he returns and take up item 11.